This is KCUR 89.3. A Missouri State Senate seat representing Platte County and St. Joseph is up for grabs in the midterm election. KCUR's Brian Ellison spoke with both candidates about what's important to voters in the district that has been represented by Republican Rob Schaff for 8 years.
The Republican candidate is Tony Lukemire. Welcome to you, Tony.
Thank you, Brian, for having me.
And the Democratic candidate is Martin Rucker. Welcome to you.
Thanks a lot, Brian. Appreciate you having us on.
You know, I think people want pretty much the same things probably when Rob Schaff was knocking doors as when Mr. Rucker and I knocked doors. And that is, they want better schools for their kids. They want safer communities. You know, we've seen an increase in crime both in the Northland and certainly in St. Joe. It's been well documented. There's been an increase in crime there. I think the people, you know, just want a place that's a safe place to raise their kids, send them to good schools, and make sure that they can get good jobs whenever they get out of school.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of things have changed either. You know, being from there, grown up there, my parents still live there, and we care about really good schools. St. Joseph's been hit extremely hard by the opioid crisis, and so expanding access to Medicaid so that we can bring in a prescription drug monitoring program.
Let's dig a little deeper on an issue that both of you said was among the priorities you're hearing when you knock on doors and talk with folks, which is education. Do you think that we have sufficient revenue now to do what needs to be done for Missouri schools? Martin?
I will be a fierce fighter for K-12 education. We've been underfunding K-12 education in this state for a long time. We underpay our teachers. We have over 20 school districts, 20 in the state of Missouri, that go to school 4 days a week because they can't afford to go to school 5 days a week. Education brings jobs. Education brings innovation. Education brings opportunity. Education is how you give yourself and your family a brighter outlook.
Tony Lukemire?
Yeah, I agree we should be funding education. You know, I'm a product of public education. I went K-12 in Farmington High School where I grew up, went to Mizzou for undergrad, went to Mizzou for graduate school. And so public education, both at the primary and secondary level and at the higher education level, is critically important. You know, I do think that always throwing more money at a problem is not always the solution, though. I think that we should be demanding accountability from our schools. I think that's important. I think that taxpayers, regardless whether you're talking about schools or you're talking about any other institution of government, should be showing that they're good stewards of taxpayer dollars.
Would either of you support raising taxes in Missouri to give more money to schools?
So I do not, with the current funding structure, support raising taxes to fund schools.
I do support raising taxes, but here in Missouri, we have the amendment to where we cannot raise taxes without it going to a vote of the people. And I think that that's very important. And so I would support putting it on the ballot and letting the people of Missouri decide.
Would either of you support cutting taxes more than the 2018 legislative session already has?
I think that we've cut taxes and cut taxes and cut taxes before we understood what the implications from the previous tax cut were. I think we need to let the dust settle a little bit, figure out the needs that we have and the gaps in our current revenue streams and in the current budget for things like K-12, for our infrastructure, our roads and bridges, before we start talking about cutting taxes again.
So I think that tax relief is something that's really important to get the economy going. You know, we saw the, you know, effects of the federal tax increases where people got pay raises. You know, the economy is moving along, certainly compared to the last 8 years of stagnation that we had had during the prior administration. You know, we made some modest gains with the legislature this year with the tax package that they passed. I think the thing is that we have to be responsible about it. You know, if we're going to pass tax reform, which I do think is important, I do think it's a way to create jobs in the state, we have to make sure that we're paying for it.
Both of you are fairly young. We
were comparing notes earlier. I think I'm 35 and T's 33. Yeah.
So you are millennials. What does that say about the state of politics right now?
I think it's good. I think it's time for turnover. We've got a lot of folks that are much older than us that are making decisions for our future and for our kids' future. But we are the next generation that's coming up, and we need to be making decisions that are going to be the best for the technology that's coming up now.
You know, one of the things that's really interesting, and T, you probably have experienced the same thing at the doors, is the people who tend to be the most excited when they see a younger candidate at the door are people who are over the age of 60.
Older people.
Yeah. I mean, they love it. They're just like, I'm so excited that we've got young people that are wanting to run for office and politically engaged. That's been something that's been surprising, but also very rewarding to see that.
Senate candidates Tony Lukemire and Martin T. Rucker spoke with KCUR's Brian Ellison. To hear more of their State House Blend Missouri conversation and for more election coverage, go to kcur.org.